Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. I am sorry for the technical difficulties this morning, but I hope that you are blessed and full of joy and right spirit this morning. I pray that you are just full of life, and if life is coming at you, that you find joy and peace in the situation and peace in the circumstances and all that God has for you today. This morning, we're going to be reading from Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Finally, receive your power from the Lord and from his mighty strength. Put on all the armor that God supplies. In this way, you can take a stand against the devil's strategy. This is not a wrestling match against a human opponent. We are wrestling with rulers, authorities, the powers who govern this world of darkness, and spiritual forces that control evil in the heavenly world. For this reason, take up all the armor that God supplies. Then you will be able to take a stand during these evil days. Once you have overcome all obstacles, you will be able to stand your ground. So then take your stand. Fasten truth around your waist like a belt. Put on God's approval as your breastplate. Put on your shoes so that you are ready to spread the good news that gives peace. In addition to all these, take the Christian faith as your shield. With it, you can put out all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Also, take salvation as your helmet and the word of God as the sword. Pray in the Spirit in every situation. Use every kind of prayer and request there is. For the same reason, be alert. Use every kind of effort and make every kind of request for all of God's people. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. We've been hearing this scripture for so many years. I mean, we should have. We grew up with families that were in the church, or we grew up in the church, or if we heard the sermon, and sometimes you hear it and it's very hard to understand, or it's hard to think about when we're going through life. But as I read it this morning in the Good News translation, all I could think about is letting God style me. When I think about what I'm going to put on, when I think about which shoes are going to match, which shirt or what purse I need to add, letting God style me and preparing me for this runway of this world. Of this runway where the enemy is going to come at us and try us and try to distract us and knock us off the runway. We you know, try to use things that will make us slip or fall. Using this scripture as our dress, as our what we put on, as our armor to prepare us for this life where we know it's not going to be easy, where we're going to have challenges, where we're going to have to fight, where we're going to have to withstand and take a stand against the evilness around us and evil people. Make sure you're dressed for it. This scripture, God has what you need to put on. So whenever you feel like you're not equipped or you don't have the garment, go back to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, and stand on that word. Father God, we come to you this morning thanking you, Lord, for your love, for your blessing, for your mercy, your grace, and your healing. We come to you thanking you for who you are in our lives this morning. We come to you, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, no matter what our situations and circumstances may be, we stand on your word and your truth. We stand on your love, Lord God. Lord, give us a heart to love like you. Give us a heart to forgive like you. Give us a heart, Lord God, to be able to walk this earth as you did, Lord God. Give us strength and give us courage, Lord God. Lord, humble us enough so that we don't trust ourselves to try to do it all. We don't trust in our talent, our money, our education, our luck, or others to help us with this challenging world in you. Our power is faith-based boldness that can only come from you, Lord God. Let that be the weapon in our arsenal. Let it be our wardrobe. Let it be our victory, Lord God. Lord God, those who say that we cannot do what we have been called to do, we know that they will be put to shame, Lord God. Give us that wisdom to know that what we won't take upon their words or their darts or their arrows, Lord God. But let us continue to walk forward with this challenge, Lord God. Walk forward into what you call us to walk into, Lord God. Lord God, let us bring you glory with our lives, Lord God. We want to boast in you all day with our lives, Lord God. We want to praise your name, Lord God, with our strength. We want to praise you because you are our deliverer, our healer. We want to praise you, Lord God, because you've done it so many times before, Lord God. And, Lord God, remind us that you are in us, Lord God. So many times we try to fight for it and we look for it when you're already here. You've already given it to us, Lord God. Show us us. Show us you in us. Show us who we are. Let us, Lord God, let Christ be an example in our lives, Lord God. Let the word be an example where we can walk in that, Lord God, and not just depending on the words, but being the example of those words and living those words, being those words, Lord God. Let us live that today, Lord God. Give us the strength. Give us the power. Give us the favor and the dominion that we need, Lord God, today. We ask these things in Jesus' name. We come to you in Jesus' name. We will look like Jesus. We give you praise, glory, and honor. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys for calling in, for listening in, for sharing, for sharing words of goodness with others, for being a blessing to others, for being a light, for being who you called to be, for walking in greatness, for your love, for your peace, for your joy. Thank you for all of that because it's in you. If you're struggling today, just don't have a clue. Remember who you are. Remember who God has pulled you from before. Remember your purpose. You can't think of your purpose. Think about what you're passionate about, what you do all the time, what you love doing. That's who you are. That's who you are. And I hope that that person isn't a person of darkness, because if it is, you got time to change it around. You got time to find who you truly are in God. You have time to turn your light on. You got time. It's never too late to start all over. It is never too late. I love you. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved.